Manchester United are humiliated by Brighton at the Amex. New look Arsenal and Chelsea partake in a pulsating encounter at Stamford Bridge, and the Premier League is back, and with it, so too are we. This is In Airplane Repair.
Yes.
You are listening to In Airplane Repair, the most unfiltered, uncensored, unscripted and unprofessional football conversation you will hear all week. Or day, I don't know.
Or
year.
Can we change it? It's unscripted
being
added now.
Yeah, we used to have unedited. It's a fluid concept.
On the team today, our man who's played the game at the highest level, Luke Stamper.
Hi. It's good to be back, by the way. really glad to be doing this again. It's a good, really loving the atmosphere.
It's good to see you, you know?
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
You too.
Thanks. Johnny's here too.
Hi there.
At the JDoggyDog on Twitter. Welcome.
I haven't got many new followers, actually. I might bring that up. If anyone could follow me, that'd be great.
Okay. Right. Jasper, you're here also. Welcome.
Pleasure to be back.
Welcome. You got Twitter yet?
No.
That out. And our man with the statistical knowledge is here.
I think it's emotional. That's what it says on my Twitter.
It's both.
It's basically all the information.
All the knowledge.
Your job.
Otto Wolf. Otto _ Wolf. Welcome.
Yeah, nice.
It's good to be back.
It is good to be back.
The Premier League is back. We just watched an excellent game. Manchester United have been defeated 3-1.
By
Brighton.
3-2. 3-2.
Oh, yeah. It was really
3-1.
Yeah.
3-1.
Yeah. Luke, do you want to say, did you watch the game?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Well, it starts off, as most games do, with a kickoff.
Two teams.
No, but like the start was like, yeah, you know, Manu, they're not amazing, but you know, they'll probably go and get the job done, and then they just really did not get the job done. Suddenly, lovely goal from what's his face,
Murray.
And then they just like all of their Pogba looked terrible. Like every time he got the ball, when like at the World Cup he would have burst past a couple of players and been like way too strong. He'd burst, but then just not past anyone, just into some players and not be that strong. The new signing. What's his name?
Fred
just looks like just like an average random player.
Is he an average random player?
I mean, he's pretty
quite
good at FIFA.
Quite possibly.
I think he'll be alright.
Probably be okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then things got worse for Man United.
Well, yeah, they conceded another goal. I can't remember how that one went in.
That was a front corner. That Barley gave away the corner really stupidly.
Yeah, and then it was like half clear,
so,
back
in,
and then
I'm
thinking,
Duffy. I'm
hearing
Jose out.
Are you hearing that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if this kind of period of Man United we actually went on for 8 years.
That'd be good. Another attacking manager would be even more fun for the Premier League.
Do you think
Man United, like all their players watch all these other teams and they're like all these teams have play such lovely amazing football and we just play this shit?
I think Pogba does. Pogba saying how he like wasn't happy at the end of last week?
Yeah.
And if he said what was on his mind, he'd get fined and things like that.
But then Mourinho said he couldn't be happy.
I know. That's kind of weird.
Because Mourinho obviously tried today. He tried to like. He gave Pogba the armband and in like a hope that would mean that he'd be a bit more of a team player, but obviously it didn't work.
It didn't work. The final score was 3-2. Brighton, quite a performance from Brighton.
Yeah, a lot of people tipped them to struggle actually this year, be very low down because they're not actually,
That's shit.
But Houghton's done a very impressive job with them, I have to say.
They're up to 10th place in the table.
It's early days.
I mean,
it's early days. You know what they say, don't even look at the table. Don't even look at it.
It just got above Man United.
Don't even say the table. Arsenal have 0 points at the moment.
Arsenal do have 0 points because they lost yesterday in what was a very good game, I thought.
Game of the season so far.
You could start. Yeah. I watched the half of the season so far.
Oh, yeah.
I actually thought the second half was quite poor.
They started defending, didn't they?
Well, they always got a bit nervous, didn't they?
So,
no, when they did the double sub of Kofa Čofičić and
I take it all back.
Those two just like, yeah, two all the way on the pitch. Yeah, sorry.
So, Jasper, paint us a picture of the game.
First half, Chelsea flying out of the blocks, really good attacking football. Arsenal, same old Arsenal as they were saying, struggling at the back. But then Arsenal somehow were creating loads of chances. No one really knew how, but missing them.
They missed up, like, really good chances.
Like Aubameyang
and
missed pretty much open goals.
Yeah, both of them.
And then Arsenal started scoring some goals. And it was just like, well, okay, it's 2-2 now. Chelsea were the stronger team, but they looked dodgy at the back.
They did look quite dodgy at the back.
And Arsenal looked quite good going forward, to be fair. They looked quite clinical.
What, Guendouzi?
Other than the open comments.
He was quite impressive.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he's 19.
Well.
Yeah.
They bought him actually in the summer, so he's a new signing. And yeah, he looks good.
Where did they get him from?
He was like a lower league. I think he's probably in league. But like not one of the top teams.
Yeah.
And I think Emery had spotted him while he was PSG manager.
Okay. Yeah, he was very impressive. I liked it.
So is, like, what is Emery trying to do at Arsenal, Johnny?
Well, according to, let me tell you. I mean, it doesn't seem. It just seems to be more of the same, doesn't it?
I think he's really trying to change it.
they pass out right from the back.
And he's had like a proper word with Ozil. Ozil now gets like a bollocking every time.
I think Ozil looks good.
And he pulled Xhaka up at half time, so he's not afraid to make big decisions. Like, there's still like a lot of the old Arsenal traits in there of just being like
kind of mental fragility.
Yeah, exactly. But so I think that's his main barrier, to be honest.
But Arsenal, like, you know, 2-0... your fridge is called Schmeck, but... Arsenal, 2-0 down to Chelsea under Arsene Wenger, they just collapse. They never come back. Now...
No! That's just not true. that was a typical Arsenal performance, I found.
Because they would always be able to come back, but still, like, not get anything from the game.
Yeah, more
which
of the
is
same.
Exactly what...
Yeah, it was a bit of an improvement on the week before against Man City, I think.
I mean, that was just a tough start.
Yeah, I don't even think Man City were that great.
Nah, but they contained them, didn't they? Because they could have lost them loads.
Yeah.
And so that was alright.
So, Emery's not trying to change Arsenal at all. Is this... Sari?
Because it's Sari ball, isn't it? Or Sari ball?
It's one of the two,
So, I felt like one might come off, like, roll off the tongue of the head, and then that would be
Sari ball. So, what is Sari ball?
Plays out the back? Nice passing?
Yeah, high tempo.
Yeah.
He played false nine at Napoli.
Mm.
He did that again to
I thought Chelsea looked quite good.
They're very fluid, actually, in attack.
That
a lot of movement
was also very fluid.
Yeah, and Jorginho just sits and dictates everything.
Kante now has free.
Yeah,
that's like it. Free Roman Kante.
It's a lot of fun,
that. Yeah.
It's nice when he gets into the box and he has to do a header or something.
Yeah,
like that.
He scored last week.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Off the shin.
Yeah, true.
I do like his whole personality. Though. Add something new to the Premier League.
Sari.
Yeah.
I heard a rumour that he was going to get a smoking area built for him.
Napoli, when he was Napoli manager, he got a smoking area built in Dortmund when he went in Champions League. They had to build a new room for him so he could smoke.
Dortmund built him a smoking area. It was
a German team, I can't remember.
Yeah,
maybe
Klopp was
there at the time.
Have you seen he just literally eats cigarettes on the sideline?
He eats them.
Yeah, he eats them. He gets a nicotine gum and he gets a nicotine patch and then he also eats
doesn't even get like chewing tobacco, he just eats cigarettes.
He's got his pack of like Marlboro Golds and he just eats the cigarette.
What the hell?
That's fucking gross.
is he Italian?
Yeah, he's so Italian. He's super homophobic.
He used to be like...
racist.
a banker, I think.
He's got a kind of look to him. You know, he wears those baggy t-shirts. He looks
like they're ill-fitted, but he's like, his body type is ill-fitting. Like, there aren't going to be any clothes that
it
fit him.
It's weird. Yeah, I don't, it's really bizarre. This is the first time Chelsea haven't had like a suave manager, I think.
They've also gone from peak suave in Antonio to like, I mean,
he
was like Bond villain.
Are we going to tip Chelsea to finish above Arsenal this season?
Yeah,
I think they remind me a lot of City, Guardiola's first year.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of nice football, but they won't be tight enough at the back and
like
stuff to really push to the league, I don't think. Yeah, teething problems.
Alright,
other
games that occurred. We can edit this out.
Before we go past, Texera, whatever his name is.
Texera?
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Anything with X in it.
The new Arsenal midfielder, he isn't fit enough to play, but when he did come on, he looked really good.
Torreira.
The Uruguayan guy.
Yeah, he's
Uruguayan.
Did he
Torreira?
Even? Yeah, he came on in like the 70th minute. Yeah, he was good.
Go to
Torreira. Like hopefully you'll play instead of Xhaka.
Yeah.
Xhaka's shit.
Xhaka is shit.
He's fake. Just, we learned during the World Cup.
He's what?
Fake.
In what?
Said that?
Some commentated it. I just, like, it was a throwback. We talked about this on the podcast. Our listeners will get it, even if you
guys do. www.soundcloud.com/inairplanerepair.
Didn't you do the...
What, Xhaka?
Oh, the Albanian eagle.
Yeah. Oh, that, yeah.
Let's not get political now.
Yeah,
or we can go back to the World Cup. Don't remember the World Cup.
Alright, so... Another team... So they're kind of looking quite good. Another team who are looking quite good, I think, are Everton.
Mm.
I mean, have they been tested so far?
Who did they play first game?
Southampton.
Yeah.
Wait, did they draw their first game?
They won 2-1.
But
Charleston scored two.
Didn't
goals.
They have a man sent off as well?
Jagger got sent off.
They on 2 wins?
Oh, yeah.
They've got 2 wins.
Yeah.
Richarlison scored again.
Yeah.
40 mil bargain.
But then, I don't know. Oh my god, they drew today.
Yeah.
They drew today?
Yeah, to Wolves.
Not today.
No,
what we're looking at. Last week.
Yeah.
Last week they drew with Wolves.
Yeah.
But they had a man sent off for like 60 minutes.
And actually, Wolves are looking.
Yeah, I must have missed the end of that game.
Because they won this week, and they beat
Southampton.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so maybe they're not looking that good anyway. But
they're looking exciting going forward.
For like 60
minutes.
Mm.
And they came back. No, well, hang on.
It's Marco Silva, isn't it? The
Yeah,
okay. A bit dull.
What were you going to say about Wolves?
I thought they'd been looking... Lots of, like, the teams, the smaller teams, look like they're quite exciting in attack. Like Fulham and Wolves and someone else as well, but I can't remember who.
What was Wolves' score yesterday?
It was 2-0 to Leicester.
Okay.
But Wolves did pretty well. They hit the bar a few times, they were pretty nice attacking.
Okay.
But they've just got a good team.
Yeah.
Like Raul Moutinho and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Ruben Neves. And he's just good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is good.
He's got that free kick.
I mean, the whole
sick.
Wolves thing is very dodgy though, because it's all linked to like Mendes, that super agent, who's just like doing dodgy deals to get all these Portuguese players in. I'm sure they're going to get done for.
All right.
FFP.
You got anything to back that up?
I've gone.
You got any sources?
Actually, they are being investigated. I'm pretty sure they've been investigated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because who else? Aston Villa had a where. Found guilty of FFP, weren't they?
Yeah, Wednesday have had a transfer embargo this summer. We only found out a week ago that we haven't been able to sign anyone, and now the embargo's over, but also the transfer window.
Does anyone ever actually get prosecuted? I mean, like, no one ever gets, like, fined.
Get the bannings.
Barcelona,
yeah, I think that was to do with, like, poaching youngsters.
PSG have also been fined.
So what are the rules?
So, like, it's all based on... You can't spend much more than the revenue you're bringing in. And it's supposed to help... The idea is it would stop the big clubs buying everyone. But in reality, it means no one can ever challenge them because no one has the revenue that, like...
Well, no, it was sold as that, but I think they knew exactly what they were doing.
Well, yeah, probably. So there'll never be another Man City because if a new owner comes in, they can't just spend all their own money.
Because
the club's got to be bringing
the
in...
Sponsors are included in the revenue. So you can just get, like, you know, if you're really rich, like the Man City owner, he just gets his mates to sponsor, like, Qatar Airways.
I suppose...
To bring in money,
but I don't like it.
Since we're talking about transfers and money, should we talk about, like, transfers and money? Like, in more detail?
Who's the best transfer of the window?
The window?
What, the team or the player?
Let's do who's had a good window.
Who won the transfer
team.
Window?
Who won... Yeah, who's at the top of the table? Do you know what I mean?
Liverpool got to be up there.
Yeah. That is correct. That's correct.
No, but Liverpool actually, because Keita had actually already been signed.
Yeah.
So it's actually they only kind of really signed Alisson.
And Big Shaq.
And Fabinho. Fabinho?
Oh, Fabinho. Yeah. Shaqiri is not good.
Well, he's a good backup player.
He's good in pre-season.
No, he's a good backup player for Liverful.
He is a high quality player. Every time he's been to Switzerland, he's like sweating bicycle cards.
There's only 15 million.
He's been playing for Stoke for the last 10 years.
But he also played for Bayern Munich, was dropped by them, went to
Scotland. You know Klopp's going to sort that out. You saw how happy he was to come on. Did you see him? And he's got massive, massive legs.
Maybe.
That is true.
Maybe being at Stoke, he's kind of like, because he's been just waiting to get out of Stoke, opportunity, hasn't he? And like, now it's come, he's so thankful he's actually going to give a shit.
Yeah, I think it's a good
life in Stoke must be pretty grim.
Imagine going from living in, like, Juventus in Torino and then living in Stoke.
Oh.
It is, yeah.
That'd be awful. Think about that. What that does to a man.
You could have like a film made about his life. Like how it all changes, like the tough years in Stoke.
All those rainy days. Winning goal in the Champions League final this season.
That would make a great ending to the film.
Yeah.
I'd say still, even though Liverpool did have a really good transfer, I think Wolves and Fulham have shocked the most.
Fulham have shocked. Tell us about that.
Just spent fuckloads of money. 100 mil.
Did they, like...
Whoa,
did they buy...
Whoa. They've spent 100 mil?
Yeah, a bit over. Yeah.
See, I'll tell you how they're able to do that as well. Because they're going to get shitloads of money from the TV deal in the Prem.
168 million.
So they're spending that in advance, effectively.
Right.
Sneaky.
And also, we didn't spend much money in the Championship, and our owner was like, when we do get to Prem, I'm going to spend big, but I'm not going to spend big while we're in the Championship. So our books are pretty good. Splash out.
How is the defence looking?
The defence is fucking awful, but...
Yeah, so they haven't... Did they not sign any defenders?
No,
they
signed Wilson.
But isn't that just like, if you have a new defence...
Fosu-Mensah, and Bryan. We've had five defenders.
Fosu-Mensah. So just they've never played together?
I think that's like
West Ham always have a new team every
year. But once they do get come good, they're going to be sick. Midfield, center.
They look good going forward.
Oh, yeah, we look really good.
So let's have your honest prediction as to where Fulham are going to finish in this Premier League table.
We're a bit of a second half of the season team. So it will be pretty bleak until January. And then we'll sign a right back. And then... That's what we do. We buy a new fullback and push up, like, and then that gets a lot easier. We'll come like 14th, maybe 14th. Between 15 and 12.
Is that going to be like? Is that good enough with the players they've signed?
Yeah, it's your first league,
but it is the most ever spent for a promoted team.
Yeah, but you're just doing it to survive.
That statistic alone should be enough to keep you up.
The economy these days is just incredible.
So, Johnny, who is going to win the Premier League and who's going to finish in the top four?
Who's going to finish? Well, it's between City and Liverpool, isn't it? To be in the top four? No, to win.
What about Tottenham?
What about Tottenham?
Yeah.
They didn't buy anyone.
But is that a good transfer for Tottenham?
They were trying to do this.
But isn't it not
signing a contract?
But they're not going to have any like teething problems. They know exactly.
I wonder if keeping hold of those players is actually a an achievement for them.
But City and Liverpool have kept all of their players.
Oh yeah, I don't think they're going to win the league. I don't think they're going to win the league.
They did sign Lucas Moura in January.
He actually looked quite good the other day too.
Yeah, he was pretty sick.
He scored a very nice goal.
I think Liverpool are going to win the league.
Wow.
Because I think they might have the mental edge of being able to win it for the first time over City.
Whoa. Is that an edge?
Yeah, just a massive edge.
Do you have more motivation, or do you mean they're just like...
Yeah, motivation mentally.
And the rest of your top four?
Rest of the top
four. See, can I just add to that? The reason why I think Liverpool is because they're the best team out of the top six against the top six. We all know that. Their problems have been Mignolet making errors, losing 12 points a season because the goalkeeper's crap. And kind of just drawing games against lesser sides.
I'll tell you what.
And I
thought
it's
going to
be a bit less of that this season. I mean, they were 20 points behind Man City last season. Yeah.
Tomorrow night against Palace away, that'll be
an
eye opener for us all.
Knows how to set up a team.
Mm.
And Liverpool always do against Palace. It's always a bit like.
Yeah. But the thing is also now Liverpool have the added thing of every time a team plays against them, they're playing the team that got to the Champions League final, and that is that's a whole extra thing for them to go up against, which might.
What, as in teams are going to be more
up
for it?
Just in terms of being intimidated.
Oh, they're going to be
in position. Because before it was we just played Liverpool. Nobody really took Liverpool seriously.
And think about big boy Dejan as well. He has declared himself one of the best defenders in the world.
Yeah,
more
than
that. What a
trap. I mean,
apparently Salah was singing that to him or something when he turned training.
They have quite good banter on Instagram, actually, for anybody interested.
Okay.
Yeah,
apparently, sorry, just to segue, just to talk very briefly on Team Spirit, apparently Fulham, they haven't been training this week, they've just been doing team spirit exercises.
Was that like yoga and stuff?
I don't know what it is. But
it's pretty early in the season for no training.
Well, they are still training, but they're focusing a lot on the team spirit.
Interesting.
And,
team spirit.
And the team
I suppose they need to, because none of them speak the same language.
No. Maybe they should train more, seeing as they've lost their opening games.
Maybe it's tough. We have some tough games.
Jasper, who do you think is going to win the league?
City.
Expand.
They're phenomenal, and I think they'll just keep growing. You don't lose hunger with Guardiola. They've started well, and they'll just they just swat aside teams like Arsenal.
Yeah,
who that should be a tough game, Arsenal away.
And what they do as well that Liverpool don't do is, even if Liverpool are playing a team like Huddersfield and they win 4-1, it's always going to be. Never going to be as convincing as the way City do, I don't
think. Yeah. And they're so... They've got... I mean, Liverpool bought well, but City got so much depth. He didn't start. Sterling, Sane...
There's a good...
Mahrez.
Have you seen their two teams side by side out their best 22 players?
Well, the thing is, De Bruyne obviously is injured now, and everyone was like, this is going to really shake things up. And then they just beat Huddersfield 7-1.
6-1.
Yeah, that might not be. I think the thing this year also is a lot of the World Cup players, because they haven't had a real break, they're going to get tired towards the end of the season, I reckon.
Mm.
I reckon this Kevin injury might actually help them.
The only thing I would say is, if you think about the midfield, Fernandinho, is he past it?
He had a poor World Cup, but...
He still plays well. He played amazing last season.
Maybe it's time for Gundogan. Gundogan's got one of those face masks.
Yeah. Does anyone know why?
Probably broken nose, I've seen. What about big boy Foden stepping up?
Yeah, they got Foden as well.
Yeah, Kyle Walker did say Foden is going to step up this season.
Has he been on the bench yet?
He's playing on the bench.
Did he?
I think he's going to be coming on quite a lot in the 85th minute.
Mm. He's going to be the Iheanacho.
I think he is really, really good.
Does that mean he's going to be playing for Leicester? He's not even playing for Leicester, actually, is he? Iheanacho. Alright. Oh my god!
Oh my god, that was massive.
Is that a pigeon?
The biggest dragonfly I've ever seen.
Was it a pigeon?
Look, it's cracked the wall.
Oh shit. It's cracked the wall. I think
it's on the inside.
Is that juices?
Is that juices there, mate?
Where?
Under the window?
No, that's just a bit of paint gone wrong.
Why is
there a paint
white wall?
Are
we all going to do it?
Let's just have yours, so if you've got anything else to say.
I'm going to talk about that. I think it's Man City, unfortunately.
Who are you going to go see?
Well, you know me. I like to predict with my heart. I'd rather Liverpool out of them and City.
I don't think a Man United fan has ever said, I like to predict with my heart.
Go Liverpool.
Yeah, because...
this whole
year. Who's losing actually Man United fan? As we all know.
But like, Man U aren't, they're not, they're terrible right now. They're awful.
But you hate Liverpool.
Yeah, but you also got to hate Man City.
Hate City.
I'd rather Liverpool won than City.
I think Man United fans, I don't, yeah.
Well, I guess I obviously, Man U won, but if Man U won, like, that's fine, I guess. But then I'd rather they just got rid of Mourinho and then became like a nice team.
Yeah.
That would be nice. But I guess maybe if Mourinho...
Niceness doesn't get you trophies, Luke.
No.
Maybe... Okay, no. Mourinho. Man U are going to win, and then Mourinho's going to be satisfied with the job he's done and leave.
Man United are going to win the league.
Yeah. Nah, it's going to be...
And then Mourinho will leave.
Mourinho's like right now.
Yeah, it's going to be perfect. Yeah, no.
So it's the official podcast stats, Man City are going to win.
Our hearts are three cities,
two Liverpools.
Yeah. I would like to see Jurgen Klopp lift a trophy.
Yeah.
And then can you even have a dark horse category in the league?
But like, who, yeah.
Seventh place.
Dark horse last season.
Who's going to finish seventh?
I think Everton are now number 7th place this year.
They're not really a dark horse. That's kind of expected, isn't it?
But
they have been shit the last two seasons. I don't know who I care for.
Burnley, I'm afraid, I don't think will be occupying 7th place at the end of this season.
No, time for them to drop down.
I think maybe Watford might.
They've had their day.
Watford might take it by a bit best price.
There's a lot of good
sold
teams.
They've sold a few of their big boys.
Yeah.
I mean,
Will Hughes is up and coming though, and he's going to be pretty good. He's due to be really good.
He is a good
this
player.
This might be the season. Right, amazing.
Those two are going to finish in the top four. Who else is going to squeeze in?
I think Tottenham will.
Yeah.
An Arsenal. Whoa, so then you're saying Chelsea
aren't
good?
An Arsenal.
Chelsea and Man United.
I mean, that would be the greatest thing, yeah.
That would be crazy. Arsenal just aren't even a good team anymore, are they?
Why did you say they were going to come fourth?
Well, I just kind of forgot about Chelsea and Man United.
Yeah, it is a tough one to pick.
Yeah.
Shit.
I don't think Arsenal are a good team anymore.
No, Arsenal definitely won't
I don't
be
think
top
Arsenal
four.
Are.
They didn't win their away form last season. I think they only won like 3 games away from home.
And they brought in a manager who's
then
not
improved.
Good of a manager, isn't
he? No, he did.
I think he is good.
Yeah, but he's like a Sevilla manager, you know?
No, I think that's a bit harsh. He was a PSG.
Yeah, he didn't do well.
Well,
I just won the league.
He won the league in cup.
He won like 5 trophies in 2 years.
Yeah, fair.
But who did the big Barcelona win? And then lost.
No, he lost.
Yeah,
I'm surprised he wasn't sacked after that.
Because they only won Champions League, don't they?
Yeah.
But sorry, read that.
I think Arsenal will get in.
No, I'm going to have to disagree with that right now.
I think Man U might.
I think Man United will squeeze in.
I
think Man United and Chelsea. I'm going to say Spurs are going to miss out.
No, I think Spurs are.
But I don't actually believe that.
Isn't Jose Mourinho due a meltdown? Isn't that third season?
I think he's constantly melting.
Yeah, but he has to have a good season before his meltdown.
Well, we don't know that.
No, he doesn't have to.
Well, I think much the third season.
That's why Man United are going to win the league.
Well, he had his meltdown pre-season.
He's been melting
from the beginning.
He's in a constant state of meltdown.
Liquid at this point.
He's due to turn to gas at some point.
He's going to have a gas down.
A gas up.
Wouldn't you call it
A boiler. He's due a boiler.
So does that mean he's going to do well?
No. That means he's done. Quick football ground, he will explode.
Disappear.
Is he still like living in a hotel or something?
I don't know.
His family's still living in Chelsea.
He's just a weird man. He's just a fucking freak.
Okay, who's going to go down? Quick time.
Huddersfield.
Agreed.
Cardiff.
Good. Keep going, Johnny. One more. You can do it.
This is hard. And Newcastle.
Rafa's good, but they just haven't really done anything this season.
Yeah. Ashley's put them to wank.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent quote.
But he has bought House of Fraser.
Yeah. Have you seen
Alan Shearer?
Oh,
he hates him, doesn't he?
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, I know.
I was talking to a family member who was a Newcastle fan, and he said that they have this chant there, which is "Stand up if you love the tune."
Yeah.
Right, but no one ever really wants to stand up because, like, that's all they ever chant. because they don't, like, you know, normally, like, you stand up when, like, there's a call or a challenge. They don't really get, they don't ever get to stand up unless it's stand up for the team. So it's pretty.
Dark days for Newcastle.
Yeah,
dark days. They've been in dark days for quite a while. Their record transfer is still Michael Owen.
If they didn't have Rafa.
Why is Rafa still there?
Because he's amazing.
No, no, it's because his family live in Liverpool.
Yeah, the world.
No, that is, no.
That's a
cynical way of saying it. His family are in Liverpool because they love that part of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And he loves the fans love him. It's like, it's
Newcastle.
But he hates Ashley as well.
Yeah, the fans love him. They chant is his name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They do. And, like, the only reason he's staying there is because he's got, like, loyalty and class. You know, you don't see that.
I think he's waiting for a bigger job. But I don't think anyone will ever get him again because he can't really go anywhere big enough.
He can go to Arsenal or something like that. Ooh, if he does
he's already done Liverpool and Chelsea.
Yeah, he didn't really do Chelsea.
I'd like to see Brendan Rodgers at Newcastle.
Yeah, Newcastle, I can see them going now. Their attack is, like, everyone's raving about the fact they got Rondon on loan.
Yeah, but he's large, isn't he? Then
it's really
he's a big fella.
Have Southampton got anyone good? Are they a potential shot to go down?
They got
Danny Ings and Charlie Austin. But yeah, I always get confused. I feel like they're the same player.
Yeah, they are.
So they're Shane Long as well.
Yeah.
No, he's just like
how many chases of lost causes can you
Shane Long's a little, he's like a slightly smaller, quicker version of those two.
Who would you rather have on your team? Shane Long, Charlie Austin, or Danny Ings?
Danny Ings.
Charlie Austin.
Shane Long.
I'm gonna go Danny Ings, so he's quite injury prone.
Yeah, but
so is Charlie Austin.
Do you wanna play sex signs?
We know he's doing it.
Charlie Austin, Danny Ings.
Good
and,
shout.
And Shane Long.
Have sex with Shane Long.
Kill the rest.
Kill Danny Ings.
So Charlie Austin and sign Danny Ings.
Probably the right answer.
Is it? Okay, alright. That's quite a brief episode of Sex Science. So.
Have we got any new games? You can say no.
I don't have to answer that.
I feel like I've thought of a game earlier today. I can't remember.
Guess the possession statistics of a particular fixture that I call out.
Oh, Newcastle have Kennedy. We should talk about Kennedy. Because he did that thing. Did you watch?
So basically,
Kennedy's like this player they got from Chelsea. They had him last season as well.
I know who Kennedy is.
Yeah, he's so cool, looks good, he's actually shit. The game they had against Cardiff, which was the most boring game in the whole history, the referee was standing like maybe a metre away from him, and he kicked this player, like literally kicked him to the floor. And the referee just didn't see it.
The ref seemed to be like looking like off into the distance,
so
and like
weird.
The ball was right there.
I've
seen
that on some American TV because they don't know how to do football punditry. They did this thing where they like made you see what the ref was seeing, and it's like he just looked right for it. He's just it's like he literally kicked a player to the floor right in front of you. But then the more amazing fact was that he didn't complete a single pass in the whole of the first half.
And then he missed a penalty at the end.
Yeah, and then he missed a penalty at the end. So everyone hates
karma.
Bad day for Kennedy.
Yeah. So now it's confirmed that he's just complete shit.
Why did Kennedy take their penalty?
I don't know.
Was Rondon on the pitch?
To redeem himself from...
Maybe he wasn't on the pitch.
He wasn't on the pitch.
Redeem himself from not making his pass in the first half.
Yeah. And then they've got Josselu.
Just runs about, doesn't he?
But Rafa will...
He finished
11th
last year.
Yeah, crazy.
He will
sort. That'll probably be alright. But then they sold Dwight Gale and stuff like that. It was like...
It's not like he really did anything for them, though, did he?
Yeah, there you go.
Alright, who's going to be the top scorer?
Sergio Aguero.
That's just wrong.
It's boring, but it's right.
No, the team that wins the league never has the top scorer.
Okay, that's definitely wrong.
That's wrong.
Emotionally, it feels like that.
That's so wrong. It'll be Harry Kane.
I think it's going to be Harry Kane.
Not
Marcus Rashford.
I don't think Mohamed Salah can replicate.
No, he won't do it again.
But do you don't think he's now just transcended to the realms of Messi and Ronaldo?
I think he has, but even so,
then he's got to score 40 goals this season.
He has not, and I know he's...
He has to be scoring 40 goals a season, but like 8 seasons.
Yeah, they were saying last week Salah gets, like, these days, he gets a lot of tap-ins, he's smart like that. That gets you a lot of cheap goals.
Yeah.
You know, your 4-0 wins against Huddersfield.
I think he'll there, but I don't think he's going to score 32.
When was the last time he scored outside the box, Curler?
Champions League semi-final?
What are you trying to prove with that?
The thing is,
what's everyone else's answer?
The thing is, Kane, if he doesn't get an injury, he would have got. If he had got injured last season, he would have scored so many.
But he plays even if he is not really fit.
But he hasn't. He hasn't looked great.
No, he was all.
Well, last week he didn't look.
But I think he's just not fully fit.
That's the August curse, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and he did break it.
He broke it.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, he is just the type of player who won't do anything all game and then will score a goal and then everyone's like, "Great game, great game."
And so will Sergio Aguero.
No, Sergio Aguero dropped deep and
he
the ball
and pinged it. Also, Aguero, he'll go for, like, lots of games without scoring, but then he'll bang in, like, 4 in one game and you'll be like...
Also, Kane starts every game and you don't know what Pep's going to do.
Yeah. How are we saying you don't want to make him top scorer?
Yeah, I'm just thinking out loud.
I think maybe Danny Ings.
I'm going to Shane Long.
They're going to be the top three scorers.
Joint top scorers.
They'll form an incredible partnership, like, for Polish front three in 2012.
What is that? Your... What?
And they had Lewandowski, Blachikowski, and then whoever the guy was.
That's such a bizarre one to go to. They're like, Messi, Suarez, Neymar, like, Ronaldo, Bale, Benzema.
It's because they were the Borussia Dortmund front three and the year they got the Champions League final. And
Royce.
They were also Polish.
But Royce is the third one. He's not Polish.
Oh, he wasn't Polish. Okay, but they had a Polish midfielder.
Jasper, do you want to talk about Bobby Medley?
Do I want to talk about Bobby Medley? I don't know. I honestly don't know whether I do.
Could be it.
That's not Bobby then.
Does anyone want to talk about the fact that Bobby Medley may have had sexual relations with a dog?
Should we go to our internet correspondent?
Yeah, let's go to our internet correspondent.
Yeah.
That's not my role.
You're on the emotional side. This is very emotional.
Doing good.
Have you got sources?
I've got some emotional
here. So can we actually confirm this?
If we can confirm that Russia are 100% doping,
the Bobby Medley.
Well, I don't actually think he had sex with a dog. I think he more just licked a dog out. Jeez.
Yeah. Bobby Medley, I thought he was only on. I thought he was a FIFA referee for a long time, like made up. I didn't really realize he was still
he's actually quite highly rated because he's only 32 and he's.
But that, like.
So, a bit of context here. So, he resigned suddenly, no one really knows why.
Yeah,
now.
This is like 2 days ago.
A video has emerged of him having
sexual
relations with a dog. I mean, we don't know what to think about this.
I honestly don't know what to think about it.
Wait, it's in like.
So, write him to us.
I just don't know what to think about it.
What do you mean by we don't know what to think?
Can you feel sorry for the guy, or is it like...
I think you feel sorry for the dog.
I was more thinking, like, legally, I don't even know what...
Oh, what we're allowed to think.
Do you get prosecuted for that?
Are we going to get the Gestapo?
He would definitely get... If it's, like,
if
they can prove
trying
it.
To relocate and... New items.
But then, that happens, like, when you do crimes, but they still need to relocate you.
Do cry.
I so much crap.
I'm done. Cry.
Do cry, kids.
So he's going to have to relocate.
I think he might get some.
I changed his name.
Is he going to be in
apparently
trouble?
Apparently, he's got an older brother who refs in the Football League as well, so he'll probably face quite a lot.
He's
going to
get a lot of beef.
I think the thing that I'm most confused about is. Why he filmed himself fucking the dog?
Do we have to use such explicit language?
I think,
can we not say
he filmed the incident?
Why was the incident
maybe
filmed?
It was.
I feel like
these
people are in the communities,
you know?
Things get filmed.
Do you think it's because he's contributing to a bestiality kind of.
Yeah, it must be.
I think he's definitely going to share.
But why would you do that if you're. Yeah. Weird.
Oof.
Do you think he was in a relationship with someone who's also. a bestiality
thing. I think it's the kind of thing you might do with someone else. It might be like...
Well, I mean, someone had to be holding the camera.
Yeah, but should, like, should we...
Well, you think they egg each other on?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I think when you're a 32-year-old man, you don't get egged on to fuck a dog.
That's things are way behind you.
You just wait 10 years after you just wait 10 years.
Peer pressure to
I'm not saying it just like, it wasn't just like a night that got out of hand. I'm saying like, you wouldn't just do it alone, would you? You do it with someone else, like...
I honestly, again, like, I have no comments to make.
I'm thinking sexual intercourse with another human is completely fine. Well, I guess you are with the other person, but you know, you don't like bring your mates to watch the film. No. Sex. I mean, some people do. So why is it different with a dog?
But do you think it happens more often than we think? But people don't.
Oh,
film
yeah, definitely.
Amongst.
What do you mean,
like,
what do you mean, like, than we think? Like,
what do we think?
I don't know.
What is the nation? You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. What do you think about beast?
And how many people in England have partakers?
Manuel Pellegrini.
Oh, what a dishevelled man.
Is he going to be a failure at West Ham? Is he condemned to be sacked in the next month?
So this is Manuel Pellegrini, the ex-Man City manager, not the one who's called Manuel...
Pellegrino.
Pellegrino.
Mauricio Pellegrino.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, because I always got...
It's like a hybrid between Mauricio Pochettino and Manuel Pellegrini. Wow.
Is he going to fail? Their defence is awful at the moment.
It's really
but
bad.
But they've spent a lot of money.
Again.
There's a lot of Coyote, which I was surprised about.
Yeah, they've got Wilshere in. Felipe Anderson. He was supposed to be good yesterday.
They're just really, really bad in the defensive area.
Yeah, and it's an important area.
I wouldn't want to be a West Ham fan. I feel so sorry for them.
So did they not win in the end? They did lose.
Yesterday.
I mean, the whole thing is fucked up. Like, their badge. Do you think their badge?
No.
Like,
no. Well, they got a new badge.
You know how it used to have, like, kind of like the towers
the
on
hammers.
It? And, like, now it's just, like, these two hammers. And it says London at the bottom.
Well, they're in the London
West
Stadium.
Oh,
London.
So they're trying to
like, make their brand more accessible to...
Oh,
yeah,
it's
they've
a disaster,
it.
Isn't it?
It is. And imagine having to go to that stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to do that. So what happened yesterday with them?
They lost.
I think they lost.
His first was Man City, right? So it's like, what can you do?
Arnautovic scored a penalty.
Yeah.
I remember Arnautovic scored
Liverpool
a penalty.
Liverpool was first, but yeah.
Liverpool?
Yeah.
Because they lost 3-1 in the end, I think. Or they won 3-1. I remember.
No, they lost yesterday.
They did lose yesterday. They lost.
Bournemouth.
Yeah, Bournemouth actually were quite impressive.
Oh, that King's
Bournemouth
was sick of.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
The BBC website is not.
Wait, who is it? With the sick goal?
King. Took on like 4 players.
King?
Isn't there King?
Callum
Wilson.
Wilson.
Yeah, he was sick.
So, do we have anything else to say?
I don't have much to say about West Ham because I hate them as a club.
Why do you
have to say?
I know, I just. You have the team.
Is it because it's Fulham?
Like, well, yeah, the London thing, I guess, a bit. But I don't hate all London teams. I don't mind Crystal Palace. But.
They've got a good chant, Crystal Palace, that I like to sing.
Do they?
Oh, Crystal Palace. Oh, Crystal Palace.
That is a good chant.
It's really good.
Straight to the point, isn't it?
I wish Fulham had some chants like that.
I'm pretty sure you could adapt that to be Fulham.
No. You need Craven Cottage.
Fulham.
Are they just Fulham?
Fulham Football Club. FFC.
Four.
You know when Arsenal do the... And it's Arsenal United. What they don't say United, do they? What do they
and
say?
It's Arsenal.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that's the exact
Arsenal FC.
That actually fits kind of better.
No, it doesn't.
It's like one syllable per.
And it's Arsenal.
Oh, if you sing it like that.
It's not Arsenal.
How do you think?
It's Arsenal.
It definitely doesn't sound the same.
No, it's not as good as United.
It's not.
It's Oxford United.
No.
Oxford United FC.
It is better. That is better.
Okay. Yeah. Arsenal just don't have any good chance though, do they?
It's a library.
The hybrid library. Cardiff. They can sing.
What did they sing?
Welsh choir.
Yeah, yeah,
arms
of
Bread of Heaven.
It was that loud. They sing real loud.
Yeah.
Is that the most interesting thing about that game?
Well, the most interesting
thing. I think I'll get sunburned.
I'm a bit worried.
I think you can get sunburned 6 bets, 10 to 7 in
the
game.
It's true, though.
Yeah, Johnny's got some
facts spread out
about that.
I think that is a fact.
Science.
I wanted to just back it up, so...
Accuse you of anything, I just said you buy
her. There's something interesting that happened in the week in regards to La Liga.
Barcelona were impressive. Messi broke records.
Did he?
He scored
the 6,000th
goal.
He also scored the La Liga's 5,000th goal
and
as well.
With the same goal?
Yeah. No.
Fuck.
Whoa!
Just scored the.
Oh, back in the day.
A 1,000 goals ago.
I saw a stat which was like, he has played a part in 424 of Barcelona's last 1,000 goals.
That's quite a lot. He looked really good.
Didn't Bale play well? That was insane.
Griezmann was even in.
Yeah.
He was trying so
there was
shit
a good photo of all the Real Madrid players with their hands on hips. And you just felt exactly, mate.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually talking about the football on the pitch, though. I was talking about the thing where they were talking about having some La Liga games in America.
This is the beginning of the end.
I think it's El Clasico in America.
Yeah.
Eventually, they've signed some deal.
But Americans don't understand football, though.
I know.
And also, what do you do to the home fans? Do you fly them with you?
No.
Real Madrid fans don't even travel anyway.
Spain, away fans don't really go to places because it's such a big country. Pardon?
You're too spending.
I think it's more like if you're going from north to the south, you just fly. You got to fly out and stuff.
In Newcastle, go all the way down to.
Yeah, but I don't think it's quite the same.
Attendance is also just bigger in England, though, as well.
Tennis.
Attendance.
In other news.
So we're watching tennis in Spain.
So is that the beginning of the end? Are we going to be watching
the risk is,
not the
Premier League. The risk is the Prem will follow in a few years.
Yeah. No, there'll be outrage.
There would be outrage.
But they do NFL games in England, don't they?
So would that mean
they travel like across America anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't really get how it works home and away. So you never want to have a home game out.
You just have to have both of those fixtures. But
FA Cup game there or something?
I heard a thing for saying they would have a 39th match day.
And how the hell?
And who would you play?
Who you play?
I don't know.
Does it just doesn't count?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I don't know how that would work.
In 20 years, it's just going to be like some weird UEFA Mega Cup, isn't it?
Yeah.
They have like a post-season.
That's what we were asking about that. Yeah, yeah. They want a Super League.
That's going to be awful.
I think in 20 years, we're all just going to be watching football through VR and nobody's going to actually.
It is
going
to be shit.
No, you still want to go to a game. Can't be going to a game.
Not if the VR is so good that you actually go out here and get.
Nah, but you can't.
No.
That way.
It's not the same.
Not possible.
You need the players.
Johnny's our fan on the
road. Exactly.
He knows it's this is his play area.
Well, it's nothing really like, you know, looking at the opposition keeper shouting, "Goalie!" and knowing that they heard you.
That is true. That's something I'm really interested in, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they'll give the players little headsets so they can hear.
Goalie!
We could just set up like speakers around the ground.
Yeah.
That's going to be dead.
Yeah. I think English fans will complain a lot. But I also think
I actually disagree with you about this whole like we might be watching football through VR, but
I think so.
If anything, that will just make the experience of going to the game more special,
yeah,
more expensive.
Yeah.
I feel like it's already happened.
Yeah.
Because everyone now just watches it
on the TV,
but it's expensive to go.
Yeah.
Mm. Play.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, should we wrap it up?
Can we just have a rest in peace for Oxford? Leave it at that.
R.I.P. Oxford United.
Oxford United FC.
Oh, the greatest.
You've been listening to the In Air Play Repair podcast. If you like this podcast... maybe you would love one.
Like your voice change.
You could ask for
donations. It's as if like you were suddenly a new person at the end of it. Like the recording finishes and then it goes to like.
If you're
you may also be interested in these other podcasts from.
Oh, you ruined it now.
Check on. Yeah, Jay Doggy
Dog. What about me? Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Thanks for listening to the Internet Taylor Fair podcast. Catch us next time. Tweet us.
Oh, what did we get him to tweet about bestiality?
Yeah. We're just trying to find out what you think. Yeah,
that's it. I was going to do like a whole, you know, maybe you want to share this podcast with your friends.
Yeah.
Like us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook.
Subscribe, share.
Bestiality, who knows?
Are we on Facebook?
It's thanks to Luke Stamper, Johnny Vickers at the J Doggy Dog, Jasper Kawaja, Otto and a Slow Wolf, and me. What is my name?
Mr. Jimmy Rowe.
We'll see you next time for more Premier League action.
Bye.
And there's a theme tune coming in here.
Theme tune's coming in.
Ah, sweet.
Is it reverse though?
No, it's not.